Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, a nutrition and functional medicine geek and lover of the Great British Bake Off. So let's get the show started. Welcome to this week's episode, and what we're going to be talking about this week and today is we're going to be looking at, is your thyroid making you tired? So what we're going to be looking at and exploring is fatigue, and this is really for you if you feel like you're just tired and you're not quite sure why, you're not quite sure what's changed, but you just feel bone tired and exhausted, and even, you know, having extra time in bed, getting to bed earlier or sleeping in longer, maybe isn't really doing all that much for you. It's not making a huge difference. And you're just sick and tired of being tired because, lovely, I've been there with bells on where I'm just like, I'm so tired and I have no idea why. And what we're going to look at today specifically is your thyroid and if your thyroid could be contributing towards your fatigue. Now, there's going to be lots and lots of different factors that could lead to ongoing fatigue and low energy. So just to put our heads up, thyroid's not the only thing, but we're going to start looking at the thyroid first. And then in coming episodes, what we'll do is we'll look at different systems and organs and how that could be contributing potentially to this ongoing fatigue and feeling like you just want to sleep all the time. So before we dive into that, what I want to do is first let you know that I am currently offering, this episode will be airing in March. So in March, before Christmas, before we head into all the chocolate season, and although to be fair, we've just left the chocolate season. We just live in a chocolate world, apparently, with Christmas and then Easter. Well, and Valentine's Day. Often there's chocolates Valentine's Day. We've just had Mother's Day. Another bit of chocolate going on there. Anyway, sorry, that's my external processing about the chocolate world that we live in. Not a bad thing. It's just a lot of chocolate going on. So, but before we head into Easter, what I'm doing is offering some free health assessments. So you can go and get your free health assessment with me. And what this is a short consultation that we'll have together. Well, what I'll do is hopefully to ask a couple of questions, and together what we can do is figure out is what is going on with your health. Why is it that you feel so tired, so bloated, constipated, toilet drama, you know, fertility issues, whatever it is? What we'll look at in this assessment is I'll go through a couple of simple things, a couple of different criteria that I use to assess clients when they start to work with me. And I'll look at what could be going on, and then we'll talk about potential actions. So I'll probably give you two action steps to help you address these root causes. And what you can do is you can book in your free health assessment by going to supernaturallyhealthy.org/assess. So supernaturally.org/assess. And on the show notes, I'll put a link into it there. But just so you know, heads up with that. And while you are using technology, maybe while you're listening to this on your smartphone or on your computer, then I would love it if you left me a review. So the reason that reviews are helpful for podcasts is A, it helps the audience to increase. And the bigger audience I have, the better guests I'll be able to invite onto the show. It helps the message to get out there to different people, meaning that more people can get this information. And I think it's a really, it's really needed in the UK, especially if a UK voice talking about this stuff helps get the message out there. And it's your way of saying thanks. You know, this podcast takes me money and time to set up, and it's a completely free teaching resource that I'm going to be providing for you, and I've committed to provide every single week. It's completely free, there's lots of actions in it, and I really have created this to be an amazing resource. Whether or not you ever buy anything, ever become a client or a customer, I know that by you listening to this podcast, you are going to improve your health and feel a whole lot more awesome. And a way of saying thanks is just to go and leave a review, because they make my heart happy as well. It's always nice to hear from you and to actually connect with people listening. So you can head to leave a review over via the iTunes app or your podcast app, and it's really, really easy to do. So, is your thyroid making you tired? That's what we're going to be looking at today. So, the first thing we want to do and look at is, what is your thyroid? Some of you might already know. You might be like, yep, Kezia got this sorted. But it's important that we kind of define what the heck a thyroid is before we start talking about how it could be impacting your body. So, your thyroid is a gland that is in your neck. It's kind of roughly around your Adam's apple, around that kind of area. It's a small little gland. It's not huge. It's roughly a shape of a butterfly. And that's roughly where it is in your body. And it's part of your endocrine system. So your endocrine system in the body is a system that controls and regulates hormones. It's your hormonal system. And by hormones, we don't just mean your sex hormones like progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, FSH, these kinds of things. Hormones are also things like insulin. Insulin's a hormone, leptin's a hormone. There's lots of hormones that go around our body because hormones, on a very basic level, are messengers. Hormones get released, and they send a message from one part of the body to the other part. They're little chemical messengers that go around the body and get stuff done. Or they make, you know, they shout the message to, hey you guys, hey you cells, get stuff done. So that's what we're talking about when it comes to the thyroid. And throughout the body, you have lots of glands, and glands are hormone secreting things. So you have your thyroid gland, you have your pituitary gland that's in your brain, you have your adrenal glands, you know, you have lots of hormone secreting glands throughout the body. Really, really important. So that's roughly quick 101 of what is the thyroid. In terms of its function, the thyroid has a really important function in the body. For one so small, it does many things. And on a really basic level, I'm not going to go into super in-depth kind of scientific level of this, but in general, your thyroid hormone acts as a little bit as your thermostat in a way. So if you think about the body, and if you think of it as in terms of a metaphor, you know, we have our, you know, our heating system. In a way, the thyroid is similar to that. So thyroid impacts metabolism. And so the hormones that your thyroid secretes get actually transported to nearly every cell in the body. And what these hormones will do is they'll help to regulate energy production, your temperature, and all of that sort of good stuff. So on a fairly basic level, your thyroid's job is there to help you keep a healthy metabolism. It's there to help you have, it contributes to having healthy sex hormones as well. And it contributes to things like your temperature, your body's ability to burn fat, as well as energy production. And so how it does this is the brain will send a hormone from the brain to your thyroid, which is the TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone. And that will send a message and kind of wake the thyroid up, for want of a better phrase. Then your thyroid itself will make a series of different hormones, and then those will be transported around the rest of the body. So your body will make something called T4, your thyroid will make T4, and this will then get converted into T3. The liver is also heavily involved here as well, and there's some crossover, but we won't get into that kind of level of detail here. So your thyroid, it also makes different hormones. You can make reverse T3. It has lots of different stages. It's a relatively in-depth process that goes on. But what we're talking about here and for the purpose of this podcast and this episode is your thyroid will make this hormone called that we'll call T3, that is shortened for something that is ridiculously difficult to say and spell. As someone who was forever writing like essays for my master's degree, and as someone dyslexic, honestly, so many biological terms and hormones could have simpler names. I mean, really, why don't we just have the Bob hormone or the Fred hormone, or just like number them? Anyway, that's my own little side thing. The more terms I learn, the more I realize like how difficult they are to spell. But anyway, I'll deal with that. Thank the Lord for spell check on computers. So your thyroid, really, to summarize, it makes hormones, and those hormones help contribute to your energy, your weight management, your temperature, and overall metabolism. But it also affects lots of other things. Your thyroid will affect your mental well-being, your fertility, your gut health, and so much more. So we're just talking about it in regards to tiredness specifically. So when we're talking about, is the thyroid contributing to your low energy? What we need to look at next is, what are the potential symptoms of maybe a thyroid that's not working optimally, that's not doing its job properly, how would it make you feel other than just being tired if your thyroid is a little bit off? So a lot of the time there's lots of symptoms that can come with thyroid issues. And as I've said, this can often be linked to the fact that your thyroid will send hormones that will impact and reach nearly every cell in the body. So you can imagine there could be lots of different biological hiccups that could happen if it's not working optimally. But I'm just going to pick on some of the most common symptoms if there is thyroid issues. So there can be heart issues and an increased heart rate sometimes. There can be a sense of coldness in the hands and extremities, or just generally a type of person who's just always cold, you know, just freezing all the time. Sometimes there can be a loss of the outer third of the eyebrow, or just general hair loss or hair thinning. That can be a sign of thyroid issues. There is also things like just the fatigue, and it's not the kind of fatigue that goes away when you get a good night's sleep. It is persistent, and I often describe it to clients as feeling like you are wading through treacle. It's that kind of, you don't have a specific point in the day when you feel super energized. You're not necessarily having energy crashes. You're never really feeling like you're having awesome energy. It can cause menstrual irregularities, dry hair and dry skin. You know, you're one of these people that never needs to wash your hair because it's just so dry. Obviously, it can contribute to weight gain, things like depression and low mood. Also, if your thyroid is overactive, it can make you lose a lot of weight, can cause eye problems, all of these kinds of things. So there's lots of different symptoms to thyroid issues. And within the thyroid, you can have different sets of problems. So you can have a thyroid that's overactive. So your thyroid is working way too hard. And this can be really dangerous because it affects your heart rate especially, and your eye health, and it's known as Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism. And this is when your thyroid is overactive, and this has a lot of health problems. But what I'm going to be focusing on mainly today is hypothyroidism, when your thyroid kind of slows down. So it doesn't shut down, it doesn't stop working, but it just slows it down. It underperforms, it becomes underactive. It doesn't do all the amazing jobs as well as it should be doing. And that is often what can lead to the tiredness. You can also feel very fatigued with Graves' disease as well. And that is something I'll maybe talk about specifically on another episode. But today, for want of making things simple and actionable, I'm going to talk about an underactive thyroid. There's also other things, different things you can have going on with your thyroid as well. You can have an autoimmune thyroid disorder, which is sometimes known as Hashimoto's. You can also have other disorders going on with your thyroid. So it goes without saying, always make sure you chat to your GP about this. Always make sure you chat to your primary care provider. Get referred to an endocrinologist if need be in order to help you to really feel your best. So when it comes to the thyroid, we've looked a little bit at the symptoms and what it could look like. But also I want to, before we dive into how you can really support your thyroid and what it can do and how you can really support in getting your energy back, I also want to look at what else could be making you tired, because I don't want you to leave this podcast and just think, oh, well, because I'm tired and it must be my thyroid. I must have thyroid problems. That's it. No, there's lots and lots of different things that could be contributing to kind of an ongoing level of fatigue. So other things that could be making you tired that I'll look at in future episodes in more depth are things like you could have adrenal dysfunction, best known as HPA axis dysfunction. And your adrenals work closely with your thyroid, so that's also very common. You might have nutrient depletions. There might be some mitochondrial dysfunction, and your mitochondria are the parts of your cells that produce energy. And it's quite common for those to not be working optimally and maybe be dysfunctional or just maybe be quite sluggish. You might have blood sugar regulations. You might not be getting enough sleep. You might be addicted to caffeine and sugar, and therefore they won't be contributing to sustained energy. There might be hormonal sex hormone imbalances. There can be lots of things that contribute to tiredness. So don't just self-diagnose yourself with some sort of hypothyroidism issue. There can be lots of things that contribute. But I do find that thyroid issues often really go under the radar and often get missed a lot. And a lot of women end up on antidepressants and feeling tired and grim, or getting told, oh, that it's because they're a mum, that's why they're tired. That, you know, it's just because you're a mum and you have kids, that's why you're tired. It's just because you're stressed, that's why you're tired and anxious. It's just because whatever it is. And I don't think that's a good enough reason, to be honest. So thyroid issues, especially hypothyroid issues, are something that often really get missed. And it's one of the few tests that I do recommend strongly that clients get regularly who I work with, because the testing that is offered by your kind of primary care doctor and by your general practitioner here in the UK is often just not in depth enough. And it's not looking at enough of the factors. They test, most of the time you go to a GP and they'll test a single hormone. They'll check your thyroid stimulating hormone, and they won't actually look at what the output, what are the hormones and how much of the hormones is your thyroid putting out to the rest of the body. And that actually is what we really want to know. That's what's going to impact your mental health, your energy, your clarity, your hormones, your metabolism, your weight gain, all of that sort of stuff. So there is some discrepancies in testing, which is why I think so many people get missed and just told to go and live with it, or patronized and told it's because they have kids or are stressed or given antidepressants, when maybe antidepressants aren't the best, aren't treating the root cause for them. Antidepressants really do have a place and they're fabulous, but it needs to be treating the right thing, not, you know, treating something else. So in terms of figuring out and getting the professional help you need to sort out your thyroid, definitely go to your GP, have a chat with them, especially if you have thyroid issues in the family. I have thyroid issues in my family. My sister is hypothyroid. That happened after she had her first child. I've had elevated antibodies in the past, so more of an autoimmune response to thyroid. And I suspect, although it's not been confirmed, I suspect my mum probably has had issues in the past with thyroid as well. So if you do suspect this, go to your GP. They will run a kind of general panel. While you're there, make sure you get your iron checked out and your liver and your vitamin D status, as well as your TSH levels, because that's a great place to start. That can reveal some stuff. But if that all comes back as normal, which, to be honest, a lot of the clients I work with, they come to me when they've just been told everything's normal. Everything's normal. Everything came back normal. And kind of just, which insinuates that it's all in your head. Calm down, sort of thing. So really worth doing that. And if you really feel strongly, you can ask your GP to refer you on to an endocrinologist. And an endocrinologist will then do more in-depth tests with you. They will look for your T4, T3 levels. They'll look at antibodies. They'll hopefully check your vitamin D if they haven't done that already. They'll look at white blood cell markers. They'll look at lots of different things. So that's the standard kind of conventional medicine way of going through. I do find though with the clients that I work with and in my own experience of knowing I had a thyroid issue, is I couldn't get that referral and I couldn't get the tests I wanted. So in the end, I needed to go privately. And you can go privately through the standard way of going through private hospitals, or you can do private blood tests through companies that practitioners like myself use. So I'll use a company called Genova Labs, or you have BioLab, or these different labs that are high quality places where you can pay for private blood tests. And this is something I really recommend with clients that are really struggling and feeling like they're hitting their head against a wall, is to go and invest in a good blood test. Because a lot of the time, if there is real thyroid issues going on, there needs to be some medical support and medication required often. And that is not something that I deal with clients. And that has to be something you go with to a doctor. And any complementary therapist, any holistic nutrition practitioner like myself is never going to do diagnostic work. So you'll need to get a diagnosis, if there is one, via a medical professional, an endocrinologist, a general practitioner, whoever it is that you are working with. So it is helpful and is useful to go down and really fight for that standard route. I've had a client who we did a simple test to check her adrenals and her thyroid, and she showed incredibly high levels of a hormone called reverse T3, which was a sign that her body wasn't making enough of the actual useful T3. And also her adrenals showed that her cortisol levels were extremely low and not helpful. So she asked then to be referred on to an endocrinologist, and she had her adrenals further checked, which was brilliant, but has been refused to have a thyroid test. Also, some of her GP blood tests had come back as being below the normal range, but this wasn't taken on board. So for some of you, you'll have fabulous GPs that are really understanding and brilliant. And, you know, God bless GPs. They work so hard and are so, so helpful for our society and health. But some of you might need to fight for this. And like me, in the end, you might just want to go private. That's what I did in the end. I didn't have the energy to fight for it. My GP wasn't listening, to be honest, and so I paid for some private thyroid tests. And those are things that when you work with a practitioner, they'll be able to give you information for, if you already have private insurance, or then, you know, just follow that route down, or just chat to your GP, say, well, I want this test and I'm willing to go private, and see and follow the instructions that they give you. So it's really important to get things tested. It's always great to test and not guess with things. But in terms of how you can support your thyroid, there's actually lots of stuff you can do right now to really give your thyroid some TLC and help you to increase your energy. So if you do suspect it's your thyroid that's making you really, really tired, so maybe you've gained weight recently, maybe your hair's really dry, you feel like you're losing a bit of your outer eyebrow, your hands and feet are always freezing, you feel like you're walking through treacle in life, you're feeling your mood is a bit lower, or you're more anxious than you would naturally be, maybe your hormones have gotten a bit disrupted and you're menstrual cycle is suddenly a bit weird or a bit more painful or a bit more irregular than normal, then if you suspect all those things, then I'm going to share with you a couple of the simple actions that you can do to help just support your thyroid and give your thyroid a bit of TLC. So, quick tips on how to support thyroid. So we know from different research done that gluten can contribute to inflammation around the thyroid. So there's been different research papers that do look at gluten and thyroid issues, and with generally a recommendation of living a gluten-free diet for those with thyroid problems of any kind, whether it's hyper or hypothyroid, it's really, really worth following a gluten-free diet. So that's step number one. I've talked about that in previous podcasts. All of my resources, all of my recipes, my Nourish Meal Planning Club, everything is all gluten-free. It can be a really, really helpful step. Number two is sugar. Sugar, as we know from previous episodes, can contribute to potential inflammation in the body. And it's not necessarily eating high sugar might feel good in the moment, but in the long run, it's not going to support your energy. It's not going to support your thyroid. So just living off of biscuits or gummy sweets or fizzy drinks or even things like orange juice throughout the day or like natural fruit juices, high sugar things throughout the day might give you a little shot of energy, but then it's going to cause you to crash in the long run. So what you want to do if you suspect that you're tired and it's due to thyroid issues is focus on eating lots of fats, proteins, vegetables, fibers, and kind of slow release healthy carbs, things like sweet potatoes, your brown rice, your quinoa, your buckwheat, things like that. So that's tip number two. Number three, when it comes to supporting your thyroid, is you want to make sure your gut health is really well looked after, because your thyroid impacts your gut health. You know, who would have thought it? Everything gets impacted. A lot of the some of the hormone conversions actually take place within the gut. And so it's really, really important that your gut is really, really healthy. An easy way of doing that is introducing some fermented / probiotic foods. So things like kimchi, sauerkraut, kefir, water kefir, coconut kefir, dairy kefir, kombucha. These kinds of things can add in through a food form, so totally safe form, a nice dose of probiotics every day to really help support your gut health. And those, I know those can sound pretty basic when it comes to supporting your thyroid, but if, even if you don't have thyroid issues, but maybe you have a sensitivity to gluten, that in itself could be making you tired. The fact that you maybe eat lots of sugary things and caffeine as well. Actually, maybe tip number four would be to experiment with ditching caffeine for a month and see if that helps. See if that helps you to feel better. But you know, if you're living off of lots of sugar and lots of caffeine because, hey, you're tired, totally normal to rely on those things, then actually what you can be doing in the long run is making the problem worse. And those things, you might not have an underactive thyroid, but it might be that those things are just not doing your energy any good anyway. You know, having sugar spikes all the time, or having caffeine, which causes your blood sugar to spike and then drop, or maybe you have gluten sensitivities, or maybe your gut health isn't that resilient and robust. And all of those things aren't going to make you feel great. So these four basic things of trying a strictly gluten-free diet for 30 days to see if that helps, ditching the refined sugar and focusing more on fats, proteins, healthy carbs, fibers, veggies, really, really helpful. Ditching the caffeine, again, another experiment. Go slowly with ditching the caffeine. Don't do it overnight. Slowly wean yourself off, switch to decaf versions, and then slowly introduce completely caffeine-free versions can be really, really helpful. And then just supporting your gut health by eating some naturally probiotic foods can all do your thyroid and just your body in general a whole lot of good. You don't need, if you know you have no thyroid issues at all, these things will all be helpful. And with the caffeine and the gluten, as I say, they're experiments. Experiment with them for 30 days. Listen to your body, allow your body to instruct you and lead you in what's going to work for you. You don't have to be gluten-free because it's fashionable. You only want to be gluten-free if you feel good doing it, if it helps you. You know, I have a friend at uni who has Hashimoto's, so an autoimmune thyroid disorder. She actually digestively feels fine eating gluten. It doesn't really have a problem. It's not a problem for her at all. But it impacts her antibody levels, which she gets tested every couple of months. So her antibodies go down when she doesn't eat gluten. And when she eats gluten, they go up. So this isn't just, you know, gluten and food intolerances. I'll probably touch on this again in the future. It's not just about whether you have digestive discomfort from having them. It's about how it's impacting your immune system and your body. And you can be having an inflammatory reaction without having bloating and cramping. So, which is why I always say to people, run an experiment, take 30 days, no caffeine, 30 days, no gluten, and just see how you feel. And if you want any further help with this, then make sure you head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/assess to sign up for your free health assessment. What it involves is just me and you having a chat over the phone, and we help you to figure out what could be going on, the sort of why behind your health issues, and a couple of simple action steps that could be really helpful for you. And that might be certain tests to get done or certain dietary tweaks, whatever it is that's going to help you to move forward. But I hope that has been a helpful introduction to your thyroid. I know there's lots of stuff we could dive into in terms of more depth that we'll do that in future. But and we've covered, you know, what your thyroid is on a basic level, how it functions, and how it impacts your energy, and a couple of simple things that you can do to support your energy in general, and a little bit about testing around the thyroid as well. So I hope that has been helpful. I would love to hear from you as well. So in all the show notes, I leave a little form in the post itself that's just asking for different feedback. So feel free to either fill in a form, perhaps send me a message on Facebook or on Instagram. Let me know the topics you want to hear on the podcast. I am here for you. If you keep on listening, I will keep on recording. And I want to know what are the things you would love to hear, because this is a weekly podcast to help equip and train you to live your most beautiful and most healthy life ever. So thank you so much for joining me, beautiful. And I'll see you next week for another Gut Goddess show. Lots of love. Bye.